Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. A new review from the Cochrane Breast Cancer Group examines the evidence for arm exercises for women who have had surgery to remove their tumour. Margaret McNeely describes this research, performed by the review team based in Canada.
Many breast cancer survivors develop problems such as pain, shoulder stiffness, and arm swelling following treatment for breast cancer. Unfortunately, these problems can persist for many years. Arm and shoulder exercises are usually prescribed to prevent pain and stiffness from developing in the shoulder on the side of the breast cancer. There are different views, however, on how soon exercises should be started after surgery and what type of exercise is best. There is some concern that moving the arm and shoulder too aggressively in the early postoperative days may cause pain, delay healing, and increase the risk of developing arm swelling. Others have argued that the important issue is not when the exercises start, but how the exercises are prescribed and progressed following surgery. Our review summarizes the relevant evidence from research studies examining the effects of exercise interventions for arm and shoulder dysfunction to help inform the choices for women following surgery for breast cancer. We were pleasantly surprised to find 24 eligible studies, which is a large number for this type of intervention. 10 studies examined whether it is better to start exercise early after surgery, on the first, second, or third day, or to wait for about a week. Starting exercise early led to better shoulder movement in the first few weeks following surgery, but it also caused more wound drainage and required the surgical drains to be in place longer than if exercise was delayed by about 1 week. We found 14 studies that examined the effect of structured exercise programs compared to either usual care or another intervention such as an exercise pamphlet or no exercise. Structured programs that were administered in the early weeks were associated with better recovery of shoulder movement in the short and long term, and better use of the arm for daily activities such as reaching overhead. Considering all the evidence together, our main finding was that specific exercises, such as shoulder range of motion and stretching exercises, help women to recover shoulder movement following breast cancer surgery. Looking at when best to start exercises, the benefits of an early start have to be weighed against the possibility of a slight increase in the amount and duration of wound drainage. Early exercise may be preferred if, for example, a woman will be receiving radiation therapy in the weeks following her operation and good shoulder movement is required to attain the position for radiation therapy. On the other hand, if there is no urgency in regaining shoulder movement, then delaying exercises may be preferred to avoid potential delays in removing the surgical drains, which can be uncomfortable and inconvenient for the patient. In terms of the level of instruction, although some instruction is likely better than nothing, if we really want to make a difference to long-term outcomes, we need to consider offering structured exercise interventions. Even with the large number of trials available for our review, there are still some unanswered questions. High-quality studies with large groups of women are needed to compare different types of exercise programs so as to provide a clearer idea of the best way to attain optimal upper limb function in the long term.
Details of the 24 studies in the Cochrane Review, along with information on the exercise programs that these tested and the full analyses for the review, are available at www.thecochranelibrary.com.